If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about how OpenAI is moving forward with their plan to become a for-profit company. They laid out their entire plan, but it also comes with some drama and some groups of people who are very against it, including a nonprofit group and also, of course, Elon Musk. So today we're going to dive all into that. Before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So our school community is something, if you've ever wanted to make money online or if you ever wanted to grow and scale your current business, Jamie and I every single week record an exclusive piece of content that we post on the school community that we think would be really helpful for people. So these, a lot of these videos, we have entire courses in our classroom on, we've kind of reorganized this whole thing just over the holidays. So we have a course all about the Amazon influencer side hustle, how I was able to make thousands of dollars this year. Last year from one of their programs made like over $12,000. We also have a course all about AI marketing growth hacks. So whatever your business or brand is, different AI strategies you can do. And in fact, just today, Jamie and I recorded an exclusive 20-minute long deep dive on how I was able to hit 10,000 followers on LinkedIn, how I was able to get 1.3 million impressions this year, all the strategies that break down my top performing posts, everything I've done. So you can find that in here along with a whole bunch of other side hustles that are all in here and some drafts of some interesting stuff we'll be posting soon. But it's an awesome place. We post exclusive content. We share numbers and tools and workflows we don't share anywhere else. So if you're interested in growing a business, we have for $19 a month, this is the New Year's special. It is $19 a month in the future. We'll raise the price. In the past, we had this at $100 a month. So it is at a discount right now and you can get it. The link is in the description. All right, let's get into the podcast. Jamie, what are you seeing with OpenAI?
Yeah, so I mean, this is really interesting because they've obviously raised billions of dollars, billions and billions of dollars. And they're kind of at a point now where it's like, well, we have all these shareholders and investors. How are we going to give them a return on their investment? We have, especially if we're a nonprofit here, we have to, at some point, figure out how to turn a profit here. And we've mentioned some different things and speculations before on the podcast here, but one of them is advertising. And we talked about how that could potentially be a slippery slope with, you know, if you are doing a search with AI and you get a sponsored result, can you trust the AI anymore? Is it compromised? Yeah. And so there's, I don't know. Have you heard of any of the other strategies they're talking about, or is it primarily ads, Jaden, from what you've seen?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is really interesting. They obviously have a lot of controversy. A lot of people are saying like, hey, this, you know, what's going on? You guys started out as this nonprofit. Now you're switching to a for-profit. Elon Musk is suing them over it, trying to not let them do that. And interestingly enough, Meta and Zuckerberg essentially wrote a letter to regulators saying, look, if you let them do this, there's going to be a lot of companies that could theoretically just say they're a nonprofit and switch to a for-profit in the future after getting all the money. So there's all these kind of lawsuits and there's some interesting stuff. A new nonprofit group has just joined Elon Musk's lawsuit in trying to block this. So it's Encode. It's a nonprofit that essentially co-sponsored California's SB 1049 AI safety legislation. But it has requested permission to support Elon Musk and try to halt OpenAI's transition to a for-profit company. So there's a lot of drama about this. They said specifically, OpenAI and its CEO Sam Altman claim to be developing society-transforming technology, and those claims should be taken seriously. If the world truly is at the cusp of a new age of artificial general intelligence, then the public has a profound interest in having that technology controlled by a public charity legally bound to prioritize safety and the public benefit rather than an organization focused on generating financial returns for a few privileged investors. So I like my thing is, and I'm curious your take on this, Jamie, but like I'm all for capitalism, but I do feel like there's definitely a bait and switch. I'm not sure what the legality of it is, of like, if you start out as one thing, raise hundreds of millions of dollars, it seems a little shady to then all of a sudden switch and be like, oh, just kidding, this is a for profit. So I get where people are kind of coming from in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of an unprecedented situation here, because in my mind, I think the biggest problem that OpenAI has as of this point is the energy consumption. I think O3 just came out, and what was the, is it like $1,000 per query or something it costs? Is that correct?
Yeah, you can. There's like three different tiers that you can put it through of like how much compute to give it. But if you give it like a ton of compute to get the absolute best results that are like as good as a PhD, yeah, it's like $1,000 a response. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. So like, how can you possibly turn a profit if you're having to spend that kind of money, on the energy, you know, or the whatever. I'm sure there's other costs involved, but it just, I don't know. I don't even know if advertising would do it. I don't know. It almost, I feel like needs to be a nonprofit, but still have people like for the good of mankind, you know, invest in it. I don't know. It's strange.
It's super strange. Okay. I wanted to, because of course you and I both kind of have that same opinion. I think a lot of people do, but I wanted to steel man the other side of the argument, which OpenAI is trying to make in December 22nd. They put out this whole blog post all about like why OpenAI's structure, they say, quote, must evolve to advance our mission. And of course they're trying to make this case. I mean, you can see like money signs are like the number one reason why they're trying to make this case, but let's look at what I guess their case is. So they said that choosing a nonprofit/for-profit structure that is best for long-term success of the mission, they want to make the nonprofit sustainable, and they want to equip each arm to do its part. Pretty much what they're saying is like they're going to make a for-profit that kind of owns the nonprofit, and I mean, that essentially makes the nonprofit a for-profit, but anyways, that's a different thing. This is what they said about it. They said, you know, we began in 2015 as a research lab with the vision that AGI might really happen, and we wanted to help it go as well as possible. In those early days, we thought that progress relied on key ideas produced by top researchers and that supercomputing clusters were less important. Okay, they go on to say like supercomputing clusters are super important, which is actually true. They specifically kind of call out Elon here. I think they don't like the fact that they took money from him in the beginning and now he's suing them. So it's kind of funny what they say about Elon. They say, our stated goal was advancing digital intelligence in a way that most likely benefited humanity as a whole, unconstrained by a need to generate financial returns. Okay, so that was like their original mission statement. They said, a nonprofit structure seemed fitting and we raised donations in various forms, including cash, $137 million, less than a third of which was from Elon. So they're like, they raised $140 million pretty much. And they're like, less than a third of that was from Elon, which I mean, still that's kind of an insane amount of money, right? That's like over 40, I don't know what, over $43 million would have come from him. So it's kind of still a lot of money. They said, and compute credits and discounts, whatever. They got some money from Azure, $50 million of compute from Azure. Anyways, they say eventually it became clear that the most advanced AI would continuously use more and more compute. Then they moved to the present. They say in 2018, we became more than a lab. We also became a startup that we had to raise some money. They knew they'd have to raise $10 billion to build AGI, which, okay, to be fair, they raised $10 billion from Microsoft. They raised like $6 billion since then. Like they've raised a ton of money. I don't think we got a problem with them not being able to raise money. So I'm not sure about that argument. They say that year, the for-profit raised an initial round of $100 million, followed by $1 billion from Microsoft. By 2020, to raise additional capital, we needed to demonstrate that our technology could generate revenue. So they started to generate revenue. In 2020, we launched ChatGPT. Today, over 300 million people use it each week for productivity, learning more, and most of them do it for free. Okay. They like to say most of them do it for free because they do have like their free tier and stuff. But like obviously as a nonprofit company or whatever their current structure is, I don't think they have any problem charging right now. So that's my only like, I guess, qualm with this whole argument is like, it seems like you guys have 300 million people, you're charging them and you're making money. Like I'm paying for it. So it seems like your current structure is not crazy. Anyways, they say In 2024, we discovered a new research paradigm with our O-series models, demonstrating new reasoning capability that scales with thinking, compute stacking together with compute for training. So then they're pretty much saying this is going to get, you know, the hundreds of billions of dollars that major companies are now investing into AI development show that what it will really take for OpenAI to continue pursuing this mission. We once again need to raise more capital than we'd imagined. Investors want to back us, but at the scale of capital needed, conventional equity and less structural bespokeness. Okay. Then they get into the future. I guess based off of this, I'm curious your take, and then I want to get into what they say the future holds for them in 2025.
Yeah. So my take, actually, after hearing the 300 million number, I feel like they could pull it off switching to a nonprofit and still have it be reasonable, because you got to know that 95% of those people are using the free version. So just like, you know, Netflix or any of the streaming services, if you want the cheap version or the free version, you got to watch ads. So, you know, and I feel like anyone who's using ChatGPT and realizes the actual value in it will be willing to pay for it, especially if they're using it for business purposes. So I could see how they could pull it off. I would be upset if I was a paid subscriber and then had to also see sponsored ads and things. But I feel like with the amount of the user base that they have, they could pull this off in a way that wouldn't kind of lose trust, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing that's going on here is like their current nonprofit for-profit structure. Really what they're trying to change is the thing that caps how much money they can make. It caps how much upside their investors can have. So like Microsoft, they are investing right now, but Microsoft essentially loses all access to their technology as soon as they achieve AGI. That's like one of their nonprofit like rules. They essentially say, because the whole company is set up that once it achieves AGI, it's just gonna be open source, free for everyone. So they're saying, look, we don't like that constraint because no one's gonna give us money if we cut them off once we start making a certain amount of money. And so they essentially want to just change the structure of the company so that they can essentially raise unlimited money, give those investors unlimited money. It's not really an open source company anymore. And that's what some people are upset about. But anyways, this is what they say about 2025. They say, as we enter 2025, we're going to become more than a lab and a startup. We have to become an enduring company. Personally, I think that this is already achievable and whatever, but this is what they say they need to do in order to do that. Choose a nonprofit for-profit structure that is best for the long-term success of our mission. Our plan is to transform our existing for-profit into a Delaware public benefit corporation with ordinary shares of stock. And the OpenAI mission is as its public benefit interest. They want to make the nonprofit sustainable. And then they're really focusing on equipping each arm to do their part. They say our current structure doesn't allow the board to directly consider the interests of those who would finance the mission and does not enable the nonprofit to easily do more than control the for-profit. Pretty much what they're saying, that I think I will get to all of this, all this entire blog post comes down to this one line here. The board, our current structure does not allow the board to directly consider the interests of those who would finance the mission. Pretty much investors are not going to make enough money that they're going to want to put money in. That's what they're claiming, but they just raised $6 billion. They got $10 billion from Microsoft. Like, I don't know. I think that they have had no problem being the number one most funded company doing it as a quasi nonprofit for profit situation. I don't know that they need to go more for profit personally, but that's just my opinion. I guess we'll see where this all shakes out. This is definitely very interesting. We love ChatGPT. I pay for premium. I use it all the time. I'm excited for to really dive into OpenAI's Sora model and all of the different things they're doing. Like, I'm a big fan of the company. I use them and I pay them and stuff. But I personally don't think that they need to make this transition. That's just me. But it'll be interesting to see where this goes in the future.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. If you appreciated this episode or got any value out of it, be sure to leave us a review. We read every single one and it means a lot to us. And also check out our school community to dive into all the different ways we and others in the community are making money with AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.